Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Everybody, it's Amanda Bones
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 39. We don't have an actual match. I think instead we're just going to randomly discuss all things wrestling right now, because it's the fucking world has gone crazy.
Shit is going down.
So much shit is going down right now in wrestling.
And we're actually recording together today. We're in the same room.
It's very fun and also very awkward because we never sit this close to one another.
I know. We're also trying to use one mic, which is even more awkward. So we'll see how well this episode sounds. It'll be fine.
I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
Okay. So to start, we have chosen the winners for our giveaway on Twitter. It is at Tom Sard who won. Congratulations.
Woo.
So we will contact you on Twitter on how to get everything that you just won to you and to collect your shirt size so we can figure that out.
Yes.
We also chose our Instagram winner, who is at Ali_Mander. So we will also contact you to get your shirt size and figure out how to get all of the things to you. Congratulations to both of you. Thank you everyone who played, retweeted, Instagram shared, commented, tagged people. I don't even remember what the rules were, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, it was our first giveaway. Amanda seriously did everything. I did absolutely nothing, and I'm very sorry about that, but she really took over and did it because I had no clue. And I think it went really well. Great job.
I think so, yeah. I mean, next time I have more ideas. So I don't know. I'm not going to say it's going to be next month. We're going to do another giveaway.
Yeah, it'll be a minute.
It'll be a minute for sure. But yeah, so that was fun. Thanks again, everybody, for participating. If you didn't win this time, don't trip. There will be more times to win random ass wrestling shit we throw together.
Yeah, yes. And Amanda has definitely more companies that she could stitch.
Yes. I really want to stitch the New Japan logo because I feel so like badass. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. Both a nightmare and very beautiful.
Yeah. But that might also be one that I stitch and want to keep.
True. Yes. So I can see that.
I'm torn. But I also have an Orange Cassidy pattern that I'm going to do in all orange.
Yes. Which I've been waiting for forever. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll stitch that and like throw it up somewhere. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
My stitching has taken a turn to wrestling. My entire life revolves around wrestling at this point.
Well, Jesus Christ. I mean, you can stitch while you watch wrestling, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
As long, I was gonna say, it's not like you don't have 50,000 other things to do anyway.
No, not at all.
All right. Yeah, so in the world of wrestling, everything's crumbling or taking off in a weird way.
Yes.
I feel like WWE is weirdly falling apart. Well, maybe not. I feel bad saying that. They're not falling apart. It's just there's been a lot of very bizarre releases. And, I mean, Raw still kind of sucks.
Let's be honest. NXT is really the only thing keeping WWE alive at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess, Saturday or Sunday, they announced that they released Bray Wyatt. which was like so fucking weird. And then today they released Ric Flair. Today's Monday, as we always say, but we release on Thursday. Monday, August 2nd, they released Ric Flair, which seems kind of weird, but also like cool. I guess Ric Flair can go do other things.
He's not doing anything since What's-Her-Slut got pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. I did see a couple tweets that were like, oh, well, Rick's going to be another father again. So, I mean... But and the fantasy booking starts like I know a lot of people want Bray to be in the Dark Order since that's where Brody was.
I get that.
I kind of just want my wrestlers to be happy and healthy and like maybe not mentally stressed out or you know, on the verge of mental breakdowns. I think that people were saying Alexa Bliss may be trying to get her release as well.
I had seen some nonsense about that.
Which I mean,
she's a huge moneymaker though. So
yeah, but I think the whole Bray thing kind of hits hard too.
Well, cause like her character, was it his invention?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I guess it makes sense and everything.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say, I don't think Alexa Bliss is doing very well as her own. Like, I don't know. I'm not for it.
I think that there's definitely there's been a little bit of a disconnect with her character that she actually used to be pretty great. I don't know. We'll see. If she wants to get released, then she should be able to go and do her own thing. Maybe she doesn't want to wrestle anymore. That could be it. A lot of people don't want to wrestle anymore.
I get that.
And then there's talks of maybe Adam Cole becoming a free agent because his contract's up. I personally don't think Adam Cole is going anywhere. They kind of did this with Cesaro when Cesaro's contract was coming up, where they're like, oh, Cesaro's contract's coming up. He's not going to re-sign. Like, he's going to definitely go somewhere else. And he just re-signed. I don't think Adam Cole is going to go anywhere. I really don't. I don't know.
I don't think, like, I don't know. I don't know if I see him going elsewhere. He seems pretty comfy in AEW.
WWE.
That's what I said. Okay, so you posted a picture of Adam Page's entrance last week. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a fucking idiot, I was like, shut the fuck up, Adam Cole baby's on AEW. No, it was not Adam Cole, it was Adam Page, but I'm a fucking idiot. So
it's okay. There's a lot of Adams.
There's so many Adams. There's so many Pages or Cages or Gages.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Put them all in a death
match. Man, that would be wild.
Yeah. So WWE, like, is kind of all over the place, as it always is.
Yeah. I know we already talked about it. I'm not stoked on John Cena. Maybe they're getting rid of people to pay for John Cena's salary. And I would like to give credit to that theory to my stepdaughter, because legitimately I had not even considered that.
I don't think that's it. So? I really don't think that's it. Sorry, Rosie.
I don't know.
Crushing the soul of an 11-year-old.
I feel like wrestling in general just crushes all of our souls. Oh, like, definitely. As soon as I start to like somebody, they end up fucking leaving, getting injured, God knows what.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely WWE. That's what they're there for. AEW is kind of insane.
That is a three.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose. My notes are awful. I have horrible writing, especially when, one, I don't feel good, and two, my writing, I was writing everything down like super quick.
Yes.
Oh
man, you have some good stuff here.
Thanks.
Sorry, we just wanted to review everything. So AEW.
Yeah.
Nick Gage versus Jericho match.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did watch it. Jericho as the pain maker is very hard to take serious.
Yeah, I hate it. I hated it in New Japan. I hate it now.
It was hard to take serious. Also, like, this was 100% one of those matches where, like, I just kind of had to kayfabe real hard. Because I was like, I love Chris Jericho, but there's no fucking way you're winning a match with Nick Gage.
Yeah, like, and then it got real gross. Like, it did get really gross.
It got gnarly, for sure.
It got real bloody, and I was actually shocked how bloody it got. I wasn't thinking it, I really didn't think it was going to get that bloody. I did, in my notes, I did write down, and this is what everyone's talking about, because yes. I guess Domino's came back and were mad. Nick Gage using the pizza cutter on Jericho's head, and it's straight cutting to a Domino's commercial.
The timing could not have been better for this.
It was beautiful, and like, and then Domino's is like super pissed off about it,
of course,
but then, you know, and then for whatever reason PBR is like, no, we support it, and it's like, okay PBR,
okay PBR, what do you, don't you stay in your corner PBR, fucking weirdos.
Yeah, so it was just like, all right. And then I don't know,
I feel like Domino's is fucking up. I feel like you have the perfect opportunity to team up with Nick Gage and have like a whole limited edition Nick Gage pizza cutter.
Yeah.
Like, or a Nick Gage pizza. There's so much marketing opportunity here, Domino's. You're fucking up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess there was like rumors from the dirt sheets. I just listened to Marty and Sarah, and they have a new character named Dirt Sheet Donna, and she's amazing. But from the dirt sheets, they were saying that maybe WWE was behind like Domino's being mad. But I don't buy into the lore that much. Oh my like, God. I don't give people that much credit.
It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's whatever.
To sabotage.
The match was good. It was gnarly. His next labor is an old
luchador, right?
Yeah, but he's from WCW.
Oh, okay.
I believe. I'm sorry. I know his last name is Guerrera. I forget his first name.
Maybe I can you Google it.
Lutitude? Something like that.
Lutitude Jericho versus, I don't even know how to look stuff up sometimes.
Just do like Jericho's third labor.
Third labor. Did you
pregnant Jericho.
I was just gonna things. Yeah, Juventud Guerrera.
Juventud. Okay.
Jesus, that was a mouthful. That was hard. There's a meme running around about Jericho and his belly and like the labor.
Yeah.
It's like Jericho's labor and it's him looking very pregnant and it's hilarious. Also, do we believe the lore that this is Jericho's fucking retirement party?
So I didn't think that at first, until now it seems that they're really bringing in people from his past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, yeah, holy shit, I do kind of think it's going to be, it could be his retirement. I don't know though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we never know.
We never know until it actually happens, because that's part of being a wrestling fan.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my notes. I literally can't read what one thing says.
Fantasy booking, not believing.
I'm like,
oh,
so many people.
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, so both you and I agree on this, that we're not going to believe it till we see it.
Yeah, totally, no. Because I don't want to get my hopes up. Also, yeah. I'm having a struggle with CM Punk. Like, there are a lot of things that I am enjoying out of this man, but you have a giant Pepsi tattoo and I just cannot.
Amanda, you have to get over the Pepsi tattoo.
I cannot. No, we are a fucking Coke product house. Although you're betraying me very hard right now.
Yeah, Pepsi, I do have fridge. Pepsi in my fridge.
How dare you?
If it makes you feel any better, I can't taste any of it.
So. If you were drinking Coke products, you could.
I do have a Coke Zero in my fridge, and I do have a regular Coke in my fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you like maintain some Coke products in your house. Thank gosh. I don't know how I feel about Daniel Bryan going to AEW. I'm kind of about that one.
I think that if they give him creative control over what he does, I think he'll be happy. But then again, I don't believe that. Like I said, I won't believe it until I see it. We'll see what happens. They hinted a lot at CM Punk the last episode. They were dropping CM Punk references left and right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did Adam Page join the fucking Dark Order?
I don't know. I don't know. I want to say kind of yes, kind of still no, just because
he's a lone wolf.
He's still, well, because when they came out and they did, oh my God, by the way, that fucking vignette was beautiful and I wanted to cry. I watched it like three times. It was so cute. It was so pretty. And they had the little cowboy shadow in the back and like just so sweet. And then I forget who, someone messaged me on Instagram and was like, did you notice that at the end they had places open? And I didn't know if it was for, they suggested if it was for Anna Jay or if it was for Brody, because they had spots at the end that were open. And then they went to, you know, all the people. But yeah, like when, oh my God, when the spotlights hit every single member, like it just made my, it gave me butterflies. And I love when wrestling gives me butterflies.
It was a big to-do entrance for sure. Like I stopped, I don't remember what I was doing, but I'll be honest, I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. And then I just started to see the unraveling of this entrance and it was fucking nominal.
My heart sank when his little horse popped up, like his graphic of the horse, and the background is purple because normally it's orange.
Yes.
And then he came out in all like purple and black, and then oh my God, he still doesn't do the claw, he still does his little finger, but yes. I thought it was really sweet. And then we got whatever,
oh my God,
that disgusting like Toon Squad.
Oh fuck,
that's what it was supposed to be.
What, because of the new Space Jam?
Yeah,
this hurts.
They were wearing Toon Squad jerseys.
I did not pay that close attention to them because one, I am so sick of the Young Bucks, it's not even funny, and that nasty bleach thing you're doing, whichever buck it is, it's not a good look for you.
It's
stop
Nick
it.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. Also fuck Kenny Omega, you're a creep.
Hey,
that fucking facial hair is killing me.
He's been trying to get rid of it on BTE. He's been trying to use a plastic knife. It's not working.
Obviously, it's really easy to shave your goddamn facial hair, Kenny Omega. Also, is it the Good Brothers? I never remember their names.
Yeah, not a fan.
Just
They're nasty.
They're all that whole fucking.
I know they're
whole
all nasty.
Toon Squad's nasty right now.
What was I gonna say? So the thing that made me laugh too was that, and what I posted on Twitter was Faye Jackson's whole crew is called the Creep Squad, and they wear Toon Squad jerseys that say Creep Squad. So I was like, is Kenny Omega wearing a Creep Squad jersey? Because he seems too wholesome. Like he seems more Wholesome Squad than Creep Squad. Or sorry, Wholesome Gang. But no, apparently Creep Squad.
I'm just still blown away by the outfit choices.
It was gross.
It was not good.
Don Callis in those tiny shorts. Those like little tiny shorts.
Don Callis in general is a no-go. And then the fucking air freshener guy with the mat, the nose guard on. Like,
yeah, Brandon.
Quit it.
I love Tony Schiavone too when he's just like, get away from me, Don.
I am here for Tony Schiavone all day.
He anytime he gets so mad at Don Callis, I love him so much.
It's freaking awesome. It's my favorite. Oh my God, this is an offshoot really quickly.
Yeah,
Taz as a commentator has to be one of the funniest fucking things in the entire
world. You seen him on Dark?
Yes, like when we've been listening. Oh, so I've been watching Dark. Hello, Amanda's watching YouTube.
Great job. Watch out. I'm so proud
it's
of
only
you.
dark Elevation and Enjoy Wrestling, nothing
still,
else is happening.
It's wonderful.
But so you hear him on Dark all the time, and he the way he says Varsity Blondes sounds like Boston Gloms. And it fuck every fucking time without fail, and it's the funniest shit in the entire world.
You need to go back when when Negative One's on there, because he just like he always yells at Excalibur, and it sends Taz every single time. Taz just gets the giggles, and it's the best.
That's amazing.
I'll send you. There's like a, I think there's like a thing with on Botchamania of just Taz getting the giggles on Dark. It's the best. Also, people were saying that Ric Flair should be Ricky Stark's manager.
No.
I would love it.
I fucking hate Ricky Stark so much. No, I love him. Some of the, oh my God. Also, fucking Ricky Starks and some of the things that he said about Ryan Cage. So offensive.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, I thought you said Ryan Cage.
No, Brian. Brian Cage, the big guy that looks like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And then Private Party. Mm-hmm. Is that the rapper guy that comes out?
Oh no, that's the Acclaimed.
Sorry, the Acclaimed. God, you guys can't even see how heavy the eye roll is, but it is so heavy. Heavy eye roll for the Acclaimed. I cannot believe how fucking ballsy they were to say some shit about Julia and the fucking Varsity Blondes. Like, some of the shit that came out of that man's mouth, I was like, bruh, you're gonna get your ass beat.
This things that he has said, like, are so gnarly.
Whoa. And my favorite, you know what, Julia, you're a fucking trooper, because you kind of just like giggled, eye rolled your way out of it, and like, I'm proud of you, girlfriend.
Seriously,
I think that's the day that I was like, all right, Julia's cool. Because at first I was like, why do they have a fucking cheerleader now? This is annoying as shit.
Yeah,
but she's wrestling.
Yeah,
she's doing all right wrestling. She's fun to watch, and being able to take some shit like that. Oh,
he said something once about like Mox's wife.
Oh,
because like her podcast is called Oral Sessions. And he's like, oh, I'm going to make your wife give me some oral sessions or something. Jesus, and then it's just Christ. Like, oh, God.
The Acclaimed, why are you talking about everybody's women's?
He said something else that was also really bad. Oh, he said something about Brian Pillman Jr.'s dad.
Ooh, no, you don't do
that. I know.
Straight up Will Ferrell moment. You don't say that.
Seriously, like, he's just, I know it's all in jest, but like, at the same time, no, sir, no. I have a note that I can't read, so I'm
let
just
me see.
Not
let
gonna...
me see if I can read it.
So many people.
It looks like TUF. Reforced.
I have no
referenced.
Clue. Is it referenced?
Maybe it's referenced. That sounds.
Who was referenced? I don't know.
Maybe were you talking about the whole like CM Punk?
Maybe I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Now time for the indies.
Yeah, time we're indie check-in with
Amanda. Indie check-in
with Amanda and Ashley.
I love that. That's a new segment.
PWG is back. It happened yesterday. I again still not streaming, which is dumb as hell. So stupid. Please give us some kind of fucking live stream, PWG. I don't want to have to wait,
please,
4 weeks to get it on High Spots. Anyway, there was a bunch of matches. Lee Moriarty was there.
Sick.
I'm guessing it's because he's going to be in LA later this week.
He was like, let's just hit all the stops since I'm here.
But I think it was his PWG debut,
oh,
which is great. Thank you. Please come more. I would love to go to GCW, but I'm not going for reasons. Tommy N / Malachi Black showed up.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
At PWG.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking sad.
So I wonder if he'll show up at GCW.
If he shows up at GCW, I'm gonna fangirl so fucking hard. I'm gonna lose my shit. It's gonna be so inappropriate so fast.
Yeah.
As we all learned, I went to AEW and lost my fucking mind. I can't even imagine. The indies, you actually get to meet the wrestlers.
Yeah, they're like there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose my shit, Tommy N standing next to me. Oh my God.
Orange Cassidy was there.
Shut the fuck up.
It was Orange Cassidy versus Evil Uno.
What the fuck?
And then there was more people. I don't have the whole card, but I think like Tony Deppen and stuff was there too.
I've been really enjoying watching AEW wrestlers throw around in the indies every once in a while. Like Penelope Cruz just wrestled Allie Catch somewhere.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
I thought was rad as fuck. Penelope Ford.
Penelope Cruz.
You know, at least I got her first name right. That's a lot for me.
Yeah.
But anyways, Jesus, I promise, guys, I'm getting better. It doesn't seem that.
Listen,
way.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
It's Monday.
We'll just use that as an excuse. Yeah. Fuck it. It's Monday. GCW.
Yeah. So go to PWG if you can get tickets, because apparently it's fucking impossible.
Anyway, are they in California full time?
Yeah, it's only California. That's ours. Yeah.
Where is it?
LA.
Oh.
Globe Theater.
Oh.
They used to be in Reseda, but then it had a Legion Hall.
Probably better that they're not in Reseda. Nobody wants to go there.
I once got drunk at a wedding and screamed at my friend that we were going to go to Reseda to see wrestling. Yeah, that was a fucking wedding that was a mess. but yeah, I still did not go to Reseda.
Oh
yeah, bummer.
Okay, we'll go to PWG soon.
someday. Yeah, just the tickets are ridiculously hard to get.
Oh, are they?
Because that's everyone's like kind of starter.
Motherfuck.
Because that's where the Bucks came from. That's where everyone comes out of.
All right, so basically
my boy Chuck Taylor was the champ.
My boy
was the PWG champion.
Chuck E. T's getting some play on AEW right now. I'm liking it.
Barely.
No, he was there for like weeks in a row
on Dark Elevation.
That still counts.
No, I need Dynamite. I need Dynamite.
What about Rampage? Are you excited for that? Do you think it's just going to be so gnarly? Is it going to be like the gnarliest matches on Rampage?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just going to be
another AEW.
It's
Dynamite.
SmackDown.
Shh, don't you dare.
SmackDown's the good one.
No, SmackDown's not the good one.
Raw's the bad one.
Mm,
yeah, Raw's
I feel
the bad
like
one.
SmackDown and Raw both are the bad ones. NXT, anyway. And they keep taking from NXT to make everything else better, and it's not working very well.
I have very strong opinions about what's happening with Orange Cassidy and the booking of Best Friends.
What's happening? Ew, who's that guy?
Okay, Wheeler Yuta's actually cute. He's adorable.
No.
He's very cute.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's okay. Trent's spot. Get the fuck out of here.
Trent is recovering from neck surgery.
He's a fucking robot now. I get it. But still, that's not your place. How dare you?
Trent likes to get everybody set up to do big things and then pull the rug underneath them by getting hurt. He's done this multiple times to Chuck Taylor.
God damn it, Trent.
Yeah, he's the worst. No, so Orange Cassidy was number one contender.
Okay.
And then they gave other people matches so that he wasn't number one contender anymore. So he couldn't beat Kenny for the belt, or he couldn't challenge Kenny for the belt.
That's fucking rude.
Right. And so they just keep burying him. So now he went from number one to fifth, and then yeah, and then Chuck and everybody else is everywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
So this is like, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because everybody talks about it, about like, oh, well, he's next in line to get the challenge for the belt or whatever. And I'm like, do we really pay attention to any of that? Because I feel like, especially at WWE, I feel like everybody just does whatever the fuck they want at WWE. And
no,
there is no fucking line or order to it.
Well, that's just because Vince is pulling the strings.
That's true. Okay, so that's fucked up. Sorry, mm-hmm. Cassidy.
Yeah, I'm super bummed. But oh well.
You should totally take the belt from Kenny. I'm sick of that dude.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know who's next. If they do like some shit where it's like, CM Punk's going to come in and fucking take the belt.
Just fuck off.
I'll be mad. Anyway, back to GCW.
Yes.
I'm going. No Signal in the Hills. Yeah.
No Signal in the Hills. Did you know there's a Signal Hill serial killer?
No, there is. Do you know Signal Hill is where There Will Be Blood was based off of?
Oh.
Fun fact.
Oh, that's neat. My Signal Hill memory is stupid. Me and a friend we both know from high school went to his recording studio, and I'm pretty sure he was doing drugs the whole time while I sat and read like some weird monster book.
What?
Yeah, he will remain nameless, but he knows who he is.
Oh, I want to know.
I will tell you off
thank
off
you.
The recording. I will tell you.
Thank you.
I might just whisper.
Oh, we finally get to. Okay.
hopefully that wasn't heard.
If it is, I'll just cut it out.
We'll just cut it out.
But I always wanted to be one of those people who were like, I'll tell you after. So I get to be one of those people. I'm so excited.
So yes, I'm going to GCW. Me, Scott, and the kid are going.
Cool.
I am debating whether this is like brilliant parenthooding because I'm taking her to her Nick Gage match.
Yeah, it's great.
So I'm like, is this great parenting or is this terrible parenting?
Well, especially because it's like Nick Gage and Dark Sheik is like amazing. I like her.
Where did I see her? I think it was at Faye Jackson's and Allie Catch's Hot Girl Summer thing.
Uh-huh.
I was... But I don't remember who she wrestled, so maybe like
this is a death match.
Yeah, and we asked the kid. We asked her flat out, like, "Hey, dude, it's Nick Gage. You just saw what he did to Chris Jericho's face. Do you want to see this in person?" What I am also hoping is that we can get a fucking picture with her next to Nick Gage because I will frame that, and I'm just gonna show everybody.
We're just gonna make it our next shirt.
Fuck yes! Oh my god, that's brilliant. I didn't even think about that. Holy shit. Holy shit, Ashley. That's brilliant.
I'm super jealous because Amanda's going to see AJ Gray. And I'm so fucking jealous because I absolutely adore AJ Gray.
That name sounds familiar, but I don't remember. Is Gray with an A or an E? Let's look. I'm going to look him up because I don't remember this person. AJ Green? No. AJ Green again. Gray... AJ Gray Anatomy. Indeed. AJ Gray wrestler. There we go. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, I know this guy. I remember him.
That guy? Okay. Yes. Yeah. It's gonna be him and Lee Moriarty.
That's gonna be such
a fucking banger.
That's gonna be sick.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Also, I'm excited because Allie Catch and Effie are fucking tag team.
Bussy.
Yeah, I'm very jealous. Excited about that. But I should probably buy the fucking tickets because
Amanda. Jesus Christ.
You know, sometimes adulting's hard, like getting tickets for things. Oh, and the homie Bradley Palermo is going.
Oh, nice.
He's the one that like told me this was happening. Nice. Because I don't keep up with anything.
Oh, and if any of you are in Florida, he'll be playing Fest.
Yes, he is playing Fest.
And there's wrestling there too.
There is wrestling at Fest. Yeah. I didn't know that, but I thought that was so cool.
He told us about it last time.
I'm sad that like
it's in Florida.
Yeah.
I know.
There's a small hatred towards Florida.
There's so many things there, and yet
there are so many
things.
So many things in Florida that I love, but they are in Florida.
Yeah.
And yet I still have not seen an alligator at all.
I'm sorry. Florida.
And they keep, like, my favorite part is a new story will find itself happening as soon as I fucking leave the state. There was a fucking alligator in the post office, like, the day after I left Florida. How come the alligator's not in the post office when I'm in Florida?
Oh, my God.
Did you go to the post office?
No.
Okay. Well, that's your problem. You got
to
hang out
at the post office. I tried to hang out around, like, bodies of water.
That's where you can't hang out where they're expected.
They were not there, so I don't know what alligators are doing with their lives. Staying the fuck away from me is one of them.
Yeah, they're just like, we're not big Amanda fans.
We're not big Amanda fans. But baby's mama got me a taxidermied alligator head.
That's cute.
The fucking teeth are so sharp on that thing. I fucking cut myself putting it on the shelf. I wasn't even doing anything crazy with it, and I fucking cut myself.
My goodness,
it's dangerous. Taxidermy's dangerous.
It is. It can be.
So. Pictures to come for GCW.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you see Amanda, say hi, but at the same time, I don't think.
Say hi. I mean, I would be excited to see if anybody recognized me. Two, if you know who I am because of the podcast, please come say hi.
Yeah.
You can totally make fun of me. That's fine. I don't care. Like, Amanda doesn't remember anybody's fucking name, but yeah, if you see me and you know me, that'd be cool if you said hi.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be really cool.
Yes.
Do it.
It's not a lot of things in life that happen like that, so
I think it'll be a really fun show.
I fucking hope so, man.
It'll be super fun.
I'm so excited, so scared. Death match in real life.
Oh my God. You have to send me some pictures or something.
I will send you video and pictures. Thank you. Just like I did for AEW, but hopefully these will be better.
Yeah.
Because I was far at AEW.
Well, but yeah.
Also, they better not pull like a everybody look under your chair thing.
They're not going to do that to you.
I'm so fucking pissed. I'm still so mad about that. Fuck you, AEW. Get it together.
Yeah. Holy shit. There's more people, but I don't have the whole. I know Joey Janela and Marco Stunt's going to be there. So you'll get to see. Oh, you didn't see Marco Stunt last time.
Marco Stunt I did not see. It was just Luchasaurus and
Jungle Boy,
which I was not upset about.
But you'll see.
Marco Stunt. Rosalie's in love with that dude.
Marco Stunt?
Yeah.
So oh, that'll she'll be see fun.
I bet she's taller than him.
Oh, definitely.
Because she's huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Marco Stunt. I think two. I'm taller than Marco Stunt.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And they're up against 440. So Ricky Shane Page and someone else.
So many fucking pages.
Oh, I know. Another one.
And Gages.
I love Ricky Shane Page.
I don't remember that one, but I'll have to look
it up. He's the one when you first started watching wrestling that someone told you, if you hate MJF's fucking face, you're going to hate Ricky Shane Page even more.
I gotta
he
Google
looks
this.
Like such a little shithead heel, but I secretly deep down love him.
Oh my gosh. What's his name again?
Ricky Shane Page.
Ricky.
Also, Shane if anyone Page. Wants to sponsor us to go to St. Louis to see Glory Pro Wrestling, thank you.
Oh my God, they weren't fucking playing. Yes.
Yeah, he's smackable.
Such a smackable person.
I have been watching nothing but Glory Pro Wrestling for like the last week. It's so good.
We're going to do a Glory Pro match next week.
Yeah, we'll do it. We can do it next week.
Okay, that works. Cool.
And we'll do a little recap of Amanda's adventure too at GCW.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is just a little recap episode. Amanda went easy on me because I have not had an easy day. I was not feeling the best.
Well, we all got shit to do, let's be real.
Yeah, and I got to see her in person. Oh my God.
We haven't seen each other in person in so long.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Pay-per-view? This is a pay-per-view?
Yeah, I think
it has been a pay-per-view. Oh, shit.
Which reminds me, I think for SummerSlam, we're going to have like a come over if you want to watch it at our house thing.
Well, we go to Raw the next day.
I know, dude. And okay, so SummerSlam, this is how stupid I am because I don't remember.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm gonna do a SummerSlam pay-per-view semi-party, I guess. So I have to make a buttload of fucking taquitos, yeah. Obviously. Two, the next night, Monday Night Raw in what they're calling San Diego, which is Temecula. Actually Temecula. I fucking cannot. And then Tuesday is Amiga the Devil in Solana Beach, which if you don't know who Amiga the Devil is, please listen to him. He's very good music.
Even I like him.
Yeah, like it's good. Even if you don't listen to this style, it's still good. So just do yourself a favor. And then there is something on the Friday or the Saturday, and I cannot fucking remember what it is. But there's another thing. So I was like, I'm just going to be tired. Who do I think I am?
We used to do this shit in high school.
I don't understand how.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm so tired as a human these days that I do not understand how we did as much as we did.
We used to do like 3 or 4 shows a week.
We've seen so many fucking people.
Yeah,
and yet there are like integral bands that I somehow miss.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I was grounded all the time.
That's true. I found a journal entry about trying to see if we could go see Dashboard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Still haven't seen Dashboard.
Still have not seen Dashboard. But would it even be the same at this point?
No.
Is what I wonder.
More albums have come out and I'm not a fan.
No, because he's memorialized in the high school days. So yeah. Like... No, I don't want to listen to
any. And like half the bands we used to listen to are canceled now.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Which makes me a little sad for our scene, but also like,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. There's so many bands that are canceled.
Up until like this past couple months ago, I was supposed to see Saves the Day in October. Seeing them anymore.
They got canceled? Fuck.
Yeah.
Guys, why do you have to be so skeezy? Why?
Yeah. They made it they made it sound like it was like stuff from the past and it literally had happened like
shut
in January of this year.
No. Guys. Nasty.
Yeah, anyway. That was a downer.
We just had to rant for a second sometimes. Yeah,
we'll end on that downer note.
No downers. Congratulations to all the giveaway winners again.
Yeah.
Next week we'll do, like Ashley said, the GCW covering. Yes, the coverings of the GCW.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a fucking Glory Pro. I don't even like saying that because
it Glory
feels
hole.
Yeah, it feels inappropriate. It's not, but it feels like I'm saying something I shouldn't say out loud in public. So yeah, guys, you can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod
or on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
And then shoot us a DM on either of those and we'll talk to you for sure. We love talking wrestling.
Yes.
That was so extended because I had something I wanted to say and then I fucking lost it because this is 34 people. Freaking hell. I can't remember what it was. Whatever. Obviously it wasn't important. Oh, I'm going to put up, now that the giveaway is over, I can put up the poll question about
shirts.
Okay. Because I'm very interested to see what the overall outlook is for shirts.
Yeah.
And I want a new shirt if I'm being honest.
Cool.
So yeah. Check the Instagram, check the Twitter, pay attention, participate, make sports great, participate. And that's the end of that fucking episode. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.